You're to have a single-mindedness toward Christ. That means you're not to look to baptism or to the Catholic Church or the Baptist Church or the Holy Sacraments, taking them. It's Christ, the person of Christ, the doing and dying of Christ. Your faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. The subtlety of Satan is to get your mind settled on something besides Christ. Just cheat a little bit. Now, those of us who are married, we don't expect our partners to cheat even a little bit. I would be very upset with Miss Pam if she cheated even a little bit. You see, because I'm jealous. I want to be her number one. Usually when I talk of... And I truly think I am with her. I do. That's what makes our marriage... It doesn't mean we don't disagree on things. She's often wrong. But we are single-minded in our love toward one another. Don't want anybody else, not looking for anybody else, blind to everybody else. I'm in love with Pamela Jean Clark and have a single-mindedness. Aww. And you know, in the Bible, marriage is pictured that way between us and Christ, the church and Christ. We are the bride of Christ. We are a spouse to Jesus Christ. So don't be cheating. Don't be looking to your denomination. Well, I'm a Baptist. Well, so what? Or a Catholic or whatever you are. It's Christ and Christ alone. When you're listening to a message and the preacher is hitting on sour notes, it doesn't bring joy and glory to Christ. You ought to tune it out. Find some place where you can be in the house of God and hear Christ and Him alone. It's very simple. The Bible concerns itself with Jesus Christ. The scriptures are they, Jesus said, that testify of me. Moses wrote of me. It's all about me, Jesus said. And it is the wonder that God invaded history and came to this earth. That's what this Bible says. To save sinners.